President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in seven categories in New Delhi today. The children, who hail from 14 states and union territories, were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, President Murmu paid homage to the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas on Veer Bal Divas. She highlighted that this day is observed every year to honour the unparalleled sacrifice and courage of the younger sons of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. The President said that providing opportunities and recognising children's talents has been a part of the country's traditions. She emphasised that this tradition should be strengthened further. President Murmu said, in the year 2047, when the nation will celebrate the centenary of India's independence, these award winners will be enlightened citizens of the country. She said, such talented boys and girls will become the builders of a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also interacted with the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar awardees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute 58 lakh Swamitva property cards tomorrow afternoon through video conferencing, marking a monumental milestone in India's rural empowerment and governance journey. The event will witness the distribution of Swamitva property cards across approximately 50,000 villages spanning 10 states, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Mizoram, Odisha, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and two union territories, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. This event will also mark a major milestone of crossing more than 2 crore property cards, preparation and distribution under the Swamitva scheme and distribution of more than 58 lakh property cards on a single day. The Prime Minister will also deliver an address and interact with selected beneficiaries during the event. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has registered a net addition of 13,41,000 members during October this year. Labour and Employment Ministry said the surge in members can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. The provisional payroll data showed that EPFO enrolled around 7,50,000 new members in October of the current fiscal year. Punjab Water Supply and Sanitation Minister Hardeep Singh Mundia said the state has become the fifth state in the country to provide 100% piped water supply to rural households. This has been done under the Har Ghar Jal, a central government scheme. To address water quality and water scarcity issues, 15 major canal water projects covering 1,706 villages are underway at a cost of 2,174 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the passing away of eminent writer M.T. Vasudevan Nair. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, M.T. Vasudevan Nair was one of the most respected figures in Malayalam cinema and literature. He said his works, with their profound exploration of human emotions, have shaped generations and will continue to inspire many more. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also expressed sadness at the demise of Padma Bhushan awardee and towering figure in Malayalam literature and cinema, M.T. Vasudevan Nair. The nation is remembering Shaheed Udham Singh on his 125th birth anniversary today. Born in 1899 on this day in village Sunam of Punjab in undivided India, the revolutionary avenged the Jallianwala Bagh massacre by assassinating Michael O'Dwyer, the then Lieutenant Governor of Punjab. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the fourth test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne today. Debutant Sam Consta's 60 sparked the home team's charge with a scintillating half-century, marking a dream debut with some stunning strokes. And with that, we end this news bulletin.